Question was asked, is the sanctification of the month something scientific, or is it based on halacha and calculation? So the answer is both and either. So both in that the rabbis knew when the new moon would appear. They had exact calculations. They knew, and when a witness walked into the court, they knew whether he was telling the truth or lying, and they knew to the point where sometimes they would close up the court and move because they knew that the new moon was seen that night or should have been seen that night, and they didn't want witnesses to come in for whatever political or practical reason. They knew that they needed to make Rosh Chodesh the next day, and they said, let's close the court. So Rebbe, it says on one occasion, closed the court and moved. So when the witnesses came, they couldn't find a court. Hey, wait a second, where'd the rabbis go? They weren't available to accept the testimony. Right. And in so doing, they forced the Rosh Chodesh to be a day later. Because halachically, technically, if we never accepted witnesses, then Rosh Chodesh is a day later. And there are more extreme stories in Talmud of how the rabbis controlled the calendar. So the rabbis definitely went all the way with the understanding that it's our control. Now,
our as the Jewish people.
As in the Jewish people or the court of the Jewish people. Right. There is something called Soda Ibur. There's something that we call the secret of knowing how to make a leap month, a leap year, a calendar. What's the secret? Good question. There's a big machloket, Rambam Rabbeinu Hananel and the Gaonim. When the rabbis, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu's days, when they sanctified the new moon, is it the way we read it simply in Talmud? That they waited, did witnesses see the moon? Let's go on a hilltop, let's wait, let's see, is there a new moon? Or did they have a mathematical calculation? And they decided. And if there were witnesses, good. And if not, then they told two people, you testify.
Really? Would they do that?
So Rabbeinu Hananel and others they say, you see, throughout Tanakh, let's begin with the Jews in the desert. They have clouds all around them. Who's seeing the new moon? How do you sanctify new moon? You're surrounded by clouds. Where did they see the new moon? Then Rabbeinu Hananel says, you see, David tells Shaul, Yonatan tells David, there are going to be 2 days Rosh Chodesh, he tells David. Tomorrow's the new month, and the next day is going to be the new month. How did he know? How could you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh? How does Yonatan know that? So Rabbeinu Hananel maintains that they knew, based upon the mathematical calculations, when they'd have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, one day, everything was decided already in the books. Rambam says, no way. It's like it says in Talmud. The witnesses came, they didn't come. It was all based on that. So that's two approaches we have dating back to the Gaonic period. And according to some, that's the secret the rabbis held, that they knew the mathematical calculations.
That's the secret.
That's the secret. Others say there were other secrets. But that's okay. We've just introduced some of the concepts you asked about.